The gospel reading on the second Sunday of Easter tells us about the second and the third appearance of the risen Lord. You remember that the first appearance was to Mary Magdalene on the early morning of Easter day. She then told the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." But apparently the disciples did not believe Mary Magdalene because they continued to stay behind locked doors and fear continued to dominate them. It was to these frightened disciples that the risen Jesus appeared for the second time. His first word to them, peace or shalom. Then he showed them his hands and his side. Then Jesus breathed on them and gave them their mission of forgiveness. And as the reading tells us, the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. This is also our cue. In painful, difficult, and fearful times, we should believe that Jesus comes to us with vivid reminders in his hands, in his side, that we can overcome everything, that we can do it. Like the disciples, we can also rejoice for the victorious and risen Lord is with us. Then the reading continues. But Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. And when told about it, he did not believe them. And Thomas insisted, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger and the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." So it came to pass that a week later the disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them. And Jesus greeted them again and said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." The gospel story does not tell us if Thomas followed through with the action of putting his finger in the wounds of Jesus. It simply tells us that Thomas fell on his knees and declared, "My Lord and my God." I have a little story which may illustrate about the wounds and the hands and in the side of Jesus. It is a story about a small boy who was raised in a rural town by his grandmother. One night the house caught fire. The grandmother tried to rescue the boy who was asleep in the bedroom upstairs, but was overcome by the smoke and died in the fire. This rural town did not have much of a fire department. So the crowd gathered around the house and they heard a small boy crying out for help. No one seemed to know what to do. Suddenly a man pushed through the crowd and began climbing the hot iron drainage pipe which ran to the roof. He made it to the second floor window. He then crawled through it and found the boy. With the crowd cheering encouragement, the man climbed back down the hot iron pipe with the boy on his back and his arms around his neck. Now, a few months later, there was a public meeting that was held to determine in whose custody the boy would be placed. Each person wanting the child would be allowed to make a brief statement. The first man said, "I have a farm and would give the boy a good home. He would grow up on the farm and learn a trade." Then a second person to speak was the local school teacher. She said, "I am a school teacher, and I would see to it that he received a good education." Finally, the banker said, "My wife and I would be able to give the boy a fine home and a fine education. We would like him to come and live with us." Now, the presiding officer looked around and asked, "Is there anyone else who would like to say anything? Please raise your hands." From the back row, a man rose and said, "These other people have many things to offer them, but I would not be able to. All I can offer is what I have, my love." Then he slowly removed his hands from his coat pockets and raised them. A gasp went up from the crowd because his hands were scarred terribly from climbing up and down that hot iron pipe. The boy recognized the man as the one who saved his life, and he ran into his upraised arms. The farmer, the teacher, and the banker simply sat down. Everyone knew what the decision would be. The scarred hands said it all. And so, the wounds of the resurrected Jesus, hands and side, said it all. There is nothing else left to say but these words of Thomas, "My Lord and my God." Now, this is also the challenge for us the second Sunday of Easter. And it can be put this way. Through baptism, we have put off our old life and put on the new life of the resurrected Lord. And through the renewal of our baptismal promises, which we did last week, we are trying again to live up to our renewed life in Christ. So the question that we ask is, do we have also the mark in our hands and in our side, the marks of love and faith, of compassion and forgiveness in our words and in our actions, in our daily life? If we have them, that would be enough. Amen.